Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm here with Dave, and we're part of the youth media team interviewing Jeffrey Sachs. Jeffrey is a world-renowned professor of economics and a leader in the sustainable development and a senior UN advisor.
In a recent conversation with Sri Lankan academic Harini Amarasurya, you spoke about needing a victory of ideas in order to meet the sustainable development goals. What did you mean by this?
We have to change the way the world is doing things right now, because with all our wonderful technology and knowledge, we should be able to end poverty. We should be able to create prosperity in all parts of the world, and we should be able to solve the environmental crises, especially climate change and the loss of biodiversity. But we're not doing that. So we need a different direction, new ways to produce energy, new ways to use our wealth to help educate children everywhere, or to address healthcare rather than to waste it on wars and conflict. And when I talk about a victory of ideas, we first need to have the idea that we can do better and that we should do better, and we need to have the detailed expertise to say how we can solve these problems.
A central theme in the Sustainable Development Goals and the Millennium Villages Project is empowering women. How important is this to eradicate poverty?
Women in so many African villages seem to do almost all the work, because if you walk around the village in the morning, it's the women who are walking long distances to fetch water or to collect fuel wood. If you're, as the sun is rising and you go out into the fields, women are stooped over weeding their fields, doing the farming. Women are caring for the children, they're cooking the meals. The work is extraordinary, and many people have actually studied what are called time use studies of how people really spend their time, and African rural women spend an incredible amount of time helping their households and raising their children and being the caregivers and the health givers. So if the women are not empowered, the gears just don't turn for the economy. Whereas if the girls especially are enabled to stay in school, get training, become leaders, then all of a sudden an economy that's been kind of disconnected from reality starts really moving. And so women's empowerment and leadership, and I would emphasize education for all kids, but since the girls tend to face discrimination compared to their brothers, making sure that the girls are able to stay at least to complete a high school degree is really important for the future of Africa's development, but it's important for every country's development.
You were one of the architects of the Millennium Villages Project. What is this project?
10 years ago, I was advising the then Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan, and we put in our team a set of recommendations to the United Nations member states, the General Assembly, on how the fight against poverty could work. And after we made the recommendations, somebody said, okay, well, you've made all those recommendations, show us. And so we said, well, maybe we'll try it in a village. And we chose a site in West Kenya, near Lake Victoria, where this project started. And then someone else said, well, why don't you do one in Ethiopia also? And then someone said, well, how about Tanzania? And how about Malawi? And how about Rwanda? And how about Nigeria and Ghana and Senegal? And so before we knew it, we were engaged in a program that had sites in 10 countries, and we worked for the past 10 years on showing how healthcare or micro solar grids that for villages that aren't anywhere near the national power grid but still need electricity, how they could use solar energy for that. And the idea of this project was to use all of our knowledge to find solutions that don't cost very much money, but that can make a big difference in people's lives, even helping people to stay alive.
So you've achieved an incredible amount in your life. What has been your proudest achievement?
That's a nice way to put it, and a nice question. I've been very fortunate to have the chance to work on big challenges, which is what I like, what I think we all should be doing. And one of my proud achievements, which I'm trying to help move forward right now, is that when I began work in Africa now almost 20 years ago, in fact, it is 20 years ago, I saw how much suffering there was from the AIDS epidemic and from malaria and other diseases. And there weren't very many doctors around. By the way, there were a lot of wonderful Irish sisters who were helping in rural clinics and doing wonderful, heroic work, and I met a lot of them. But I saw that there was a need for a global effort to fight these diseases, and I came up with an idea for a global fund that could help to provide the funding to fight these major diseases. And that fund was championed and started by Secretary General Kofi Annan. It's called the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, TB, and Malaria. And it's been operating now for almost 15 years, and it's saved a lot of lives. And it's helped in the fight against these diseases. And it's helped to give an idea of how we can address other problems through a kind of targeted help. So I'm very proud of that, and I'm always, every day, though, feeling we could do more and we should do more. So when you see how much can be done, it only gives you the encouragement to even push harder, and we should be doing a lot more.
Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us today.
It's great to be with you, and thank you for doing this interview and being involved. That's very, very wonderful.